Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
The big news of the day coming out of the baseball GM meetings, where we learned earlier that the Cardinals plan to move Wilson Contreras full-time to first base, or first base DH, but full-time in terms of his defensive positioning. Nobody better to talk about that than somebody who is down at the GM meetings. He is the Cardinals' lead baseball writer for the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. He is our friend Derek Gould. Derek, thanks for taking some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt. Always good to chat with you.
Were you surprised by the news that the Cardinals came out today that Contreras is, it's not just that he's moving over to first base, but it's exclusive. He's not going to be catching at all moving forward.
You know, maybe the definitiveness of it, how early it was, you know, it's a bit of a shift, though. Probably the natural outcome of the conversation that's like started maybe a week and a half ago, right? Like Jimmy Crooks is going to be the starting catcher at AAA, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that. The Cardinals have made that clear. They've talked about it internally, you know, and that meant that they were going to carry three catchers in the majors, right? That either sets up them to do, you know, one of two things, right? Either have those three catchers and find a way to fit them all in there, or trade one of them. And the Cardinals are going to, they'll probably still get phone calls on Herrera from interested teams. And, you know, but does anything wow them? Clearly not yet, or they don't expect that to. And then in talks with Contreras, you know, he's got a no trade clause. So if he wanted to up and go elsewhere, he could say as much. And the Cardinals have wanted to be receptive to that for these veteran players who signed with them, thinking that, you know, every year is going to be a run for a World Series. But Wilson expressed an interest in staying with St. Louis, which he has before, and then stayed with, you know, with what he said to the Cardinals. So it became a question of, all right, well, if you're going to stay, where are you going to play? And the medical staff thought, well, it's best for, and Wilson, you know, has signed on to this to play first base or DH. That solves two things for the Cardinals. One, it clears up two spots at catcher for the youth, which is their focus at a lot of positions this year. And then, of course, you know, gives them a first baseman and satisfies Wilson's wish to remain with the Cardinals.
At the end of the season, Wilson made some comments that certainly made some headlines when he, I wouldn't say he called the Cardinals front office out, but he certainly indicated that he'd like to see them do more just based off social media reaction. And you should never judge anything off social media reaction. But
absolutely judge everything off of, if there's anything that we can learn from this week here, is completely judge everything off of, no, judge nothing, judge nothing. Well, look at it through a very, very, very scrutinized eye.
And that's where you come in. How do those two things kind of reconcile together? His comments at the end of the season and his very strong desire to remain a Cardinal, even in a year where they may take a step back.
Yeah, I think that messaging is developing a little bit, right? Like, I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I think, you know, some of the things, and I'm going to write about this for the Post-Dispatch, so I'm not trying to be coy, but it was definitely a question that I asked of Mo today is, all right, you have these personal conversations with these players, right, the four guys who have no trade, particularly the three guys that are on everybody's mind, which is Sonny Gray, Nolan Arenado, and Wilson Contreras. You know, what are you telling them? And I've had more than a few people tell me here at these meetings that, you know, the way the Cardinals look is somewhat like what the Brewers look like last year, or the Mets look like last year. And, you know, they started the offseason, it looks like, all right, well, they're going to take a step back. They're going to not be really pushing forward. And at the same time, the Cardinals look like a team that was really pushing forward, right? Nearly spending $100 million on three pitchers and doing it fast and answering those questions. Well, how'd the division end up? You know, the Brewers, who traded their best pitcher and, you know, let other guys go, won handily. And so, you know, at these GM meetings, there's been a lot of talk about, like, you know, the Cardinals roster is going to look different, familiar names, but the results might be better. And is that possible? And so I did ask Mo about that. Like, what kind of messaging are you giving these guys about, you know, 2025? And, you know, are you content with 70 wins, but, you know, better farm system? Or would you like to see this play out a little bit? And if these guys play well, then outfit them with a chance to, to contend. And I think the Cardinals don't really have an answer for that yet, but that messaging is starting to develop for guys like Sonny Gray, like Wilson Contreras, like Nolan Arenado. And is it what they want to hear? Well, we'll find out. For right now, Contreras wanted to stay. Sonny Gray has expressed an interest in staying, intrigued at least by the direction they're going. So we'll see. But I think the question you asked is a great one, and I think over time we're going to see that develop. We don't know today. What we do know is that they dropped a lot of cost, a lot of salary, and that was essential. And now they can – that was essential to them. I'm not saying that was their opinion that it was essential. And now they can start looking at, okay, well, how do you put together a team and what does that look like?
All right. So when over and over, we've heard John Mozeliak this offseason talk about the opportunities for young players. And this is connected to that. Two young catchers are going to get an opportunity, but there's other spots on the infield, and you've got a Thomas Tejasi, you've got a Lucan Baker, you've got there's a bunch of guys, young players. You still hope that Nolan Gorman's going to take a step forward. Does all this probably lead to Nolan Arenado being the guy that isn't on this team next year?
I mean, that's a possibility, right? But it takes three things to make that happen, and you're also talking about one of the more complex contracts already in Major League Baseball, because just how many teams are going to be paying his salary if he's traded, right? The answer is three,
yeah.
Right, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Cardinals are going to have to cover some. Cardinals have deferred money. His deal is still appealing, especially with the market and the way it is. So we'll see. It takes the Cardinals finding an offer that intrigues them that they can pull off with the approval of both MLB and the union, and then also the approval of Nolan Arenado. So you have those three steps that you have to kind of tie together or splice together that can be tricky. You're like, the way you presented it is really good, because if he's not part of this team, say they can find the spot that he wants to go, right? And he's not part of this team, then that's another opening in the infield for them to use. Who gets that position? Not quite sure. Brendan Donovan sure is going to be somewhere in the infield, right? That much is clear. So where does Gorman and JC fit? And how does that team look? I mean, I think that goes back to your previous question, or that we were kind of talking about, is how good could they be? You know, that infield, you know, could look really strong. Or it could look really young and go through some real big growing pains.
Yeah, I keep saying this, and I don't feel like people listen to me. Like, I don't think you have to squint that hard to see a scenario where the team is kind of similar to what they were this past year. And when you're going for it, that's not good. But if it's a reset year, I think you can kind of look at that level of success differently.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I'm being very candid with you and your listeners that I'm still kind of trying to wrap my head around that, because the Cardinals brand, for as long as I've covered them, you know, which now, more than two decades, has been to go for it and to chase a way to improve. Now, that's led to some problems, clearly, because they haven't had the patience with some of the young players that have thrived elsewhere with playing time. And, you know, I think you and I have talked about it, and I've written about it and spoke with Mo again about it, about that opportunity gap. And they are trying to close it this year after years of saying that's just the nature of being a Cardinal. So I'm real intrigued by that. So I think, you know, and so I'm trying to wrap my head around exactly what you're talking about. Like, what measure do you look at the 2025 Cardinals from? I know what measure the Cardinals want people to look at them from, and are even trying to share that with the team as well, is like, let's lower the expectations a little bit, but not settle. And how do you sell that to fans too? Which they just really need to, I think they want to see if a really good team develops from lower expectations as opposed to setting high expectations and over the last few years continually not meeting them. So it'll be a different team in that way, even though a lot of the players will seem familiar. And, you know, not holding them to the historic brand that they've had, I'm not
sure. Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm slow to do that, and I acknowledge that.
I think that's fair. And well, you know what? I bet a lot of my listeners are very much like-minded with you on that and probably appreciate those words coming out of your mouth. Derek, I know it's busy at the GM meetings. Thank you so much. We encourage everybody to read you in the Post-Dispatch online at STL today. There is no better team of baseball writers to do a better job than the team at Post-Dispatch, and you lead the way on that. So hopefully everybody is subscribed. Enjoy the rest of the meetings and hope to see you soon.
Yeah, they're almost done. Right? It seems like they just started, and they're almost done. And then in a few weeks, we'll be back here in Texas for winter meetings.
Well, we'll for sure see you there.
Yeah, look forward to it, Matt. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. That's Derek Gould from the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. Again, you know who he is, and he's as good as they come when it comes to baseball writers. We'll take one more break. We got a couple responses from some of what we've said. We'll go through that a little bit and try to put a bit of a bow, at least for the moment, on the Wilson Contreras conversation before we jump into a couple other things that's coming up next hour. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.